Legislation has a provision tucked into it giving TikTok's Chinese-owned parent company, ByteDance, 9 months to sell the company with a possible additional 3 months if a sale is in progress. If that doesn't happen, TikTok will be banned in the U.S. KYW's John McDevitt spoke with a local social media influencer who has some advice to those who post content on the popular social media platform.
10 years ago, small business owner Hector Nunez founded a Philly-centric lifestyle social media company, WaterIce.com. He says the possibility of TikTok disappearing should serve as a wake-up call to social media influencers and to look for other ways to promote brands.
How do you use TikTok?
I use it as another way to engage audiences and so forth. I diversify. It's like money. You got to diversify. You can't put all your eggs in one basket and just be on TikTok. So we spread across TikTok, YouTube Shorts, Instagram. I still use the Facebook. And we engage in creator-owned events.
He says just like people used phone books to contact a pizza place or use the newspaper to find a movie theater, the way things are done change over time, and there will be other ways to adapt.
What happened to you, then put your content on your own platform. There's a good opportunity to create a website, have your content live on the website, so that way if something happens, God forbid, these social media platforms go down, you still have your content, you're not going to lose it.
TikTok has an estimated 170 million users in the U.S. alone. According to the app, 7 million small businesses in America rely on TikTok. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.